No, shit.
What are you doing?
Fucking saying hello. Stupid. I don't even know my own shit. Hey, everybody.
Hello and welcome to the Spy vs. Spy podcast. My name is Brian.
Brian what?
My name is Brian W.
All right, my name's...
That's Brian WF.
Phil L. Double E. Apostrophe. Pizza. What is this? Spy vs. Spy podcast?
Yep, number 189.
Yeah. God, 1, can you imagine? Can you imagine we're up to 189,000?
That'll be 189,000 days from now.
You think?
Yeah. We're gonna start doing it on weekends.
Are we?
Just so we can catch up.
Okay.
No, I don't know. There's no promises there.
Yeah, there's no promises anywhere. Even when I said that we were gonna do a half hour daily, I was like, in parentheses, something.
Yeah, because so, really, we might end at 15 minutes today, so we'll see.
We could, yeah. I think we're all done. I'm out of shit to say completely.
Okay.
Except I have something to say.
All right.
Should I launch right into it?
I mean, yeah, because if you don't, then I'm going to talk for half an hour straight and not let you say anything.
That's true. But then I could ink a comic. But, okay, I'll just, you know, it's already cocked. I loaded it, and then I cocked it, and so here it is.
I usually do that in reverse, but, you know.
Wait, cocked and loaded. No, you gotta load a gun before you cock it, right?
Load cock? Yeah. I guess. Well, I don't know.
You guys don't have
usually,
guns there, do you?
I think the cock comes before the load, usually. For me, anyway.
Chick.
Wait, what? Oh.
Chick,
what the,
chick?
Huh? Okay.
Okay. So, as you may know... I have cats.
May no nays.
I don't...
Devil.
Yeah.
Beatrice.
Right.
Gwendolyn.
Yeah.
Philomena.
Nixon.
Nixon?
Yeah, Nixon's... Yeah.
Satan.
Right.
Raspberry.
Yeah, I've got 300 fucking cats.
And Tetley.
Yeah. So I open up the new thing of cat litter, and this has happened a couple times. When I open up
already has turds in it?
Yeah, it's old shit. It's just old.
Someone's recycled it. Sorry, yeah. I'll shut up now.
No, it's got like a plastic bag inside of it, and then inside that plastic bag, it's sealed, is like, try this new cat food. And like a couple times it's been like cat treats, like those little, not liver snaps or whatever, but you know, those little cat mushy heart things that they chew on or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then this time it was like, try this new Purina cat chow. And I was just thinking, like, man, that's fucking gross. I bet the cats are fucking grossed out by that. I mean,
no,
like,
they're totally not.
But, dude, if I bought, like, you know, a 36-pack of fucking toilet paper, and I was like, oh, there's Baby Ruth in here, or whatever, like,
no,
I wouldn't be super stoked. I'd be like,
why not? It's not used toilet paper. It's just paper. Like, the chocolate bar is going to come wrapped in plastic or... paper type material anyway, so what difference does it make if it's next to toilet paper? Like, I don't know, if it came inside of like a jar of peanut butter and you had to fish it out, maybe that might be a little bit gross on one level, but like I understand your point, how the mixing of the poo and the food and the
I mean, even at that
situation,
level is just, I don't know,
it's weird. But if I got a pack of toilet paper that was sealed and wrapped and new and everything, and it had food in it, I would not really care.
What if there was unwrapped Rolos inside of every core? So every time you change the toilet paper, you're like, oh, all right, fucking 6 Rolos.
Yeah, and it falls into your lap. But I don't agree with eating in the bathroom.
At all?
If I already have food in my mouth and I walk into the bathroom, that's okay. But I'm not going to...
You never, like, make a sandwich specifically to go shit?
Yeah, maybe it has, like, uncooked pork and Ex-Lax in it.
Oh, man.
Just in case.
What about drinking? You drink coffee on the loo?
No, it's not a good idea. No, I don't really, no, I don't think it's a good idea to do that.
Do you eat in the bathtub?
No, my brother's roommate does.
Do you drink in the tub?
Nope.
Drink in the shower?
Nothing. Well, I might maybe... accidentally drink some of the shower water.
Brush your teeth and shit at the same time?
No.
Do you? Let me see.
I do pee in the shower, though.
Did we already say that?
No, I don't think we did. I think that was on another medium.
Oh, yeah. That was, yeah, back when where, words were read, not heard.
Yeah, they were, well, they were black, but...
Whoa. That reminds me of Brain Age, Brian.
Yeah, dude, I'm so good at that one.
Yeah?
I kill at that one every time.
Do you just stare at the spine?
No, I don't, actually.
Really? You look at every word?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Look, you don't cheat. You know what?
It's not brain cheating.
Age. No, you should.
It just goes to show how fucking smart I am.
No, you're cheating yourself out of brain exercises.
No.
It's like if you get the reading one and you just keep hitting next, you know?
He knows.
Well,
one time I accidentally hit next a couple times.
Yeah, accidentally.
I did.
Yeah, whatever. You were like, fucking, I'll read this real fast. Oh, he fucking caught me. Have you said his name to him before?
No, but I did the glasses thing.
The what?
Glasses.
Glasses?
Yeah.
What's glasses?
Glasses. If you start the game and at the title screen and he's floating there and you say glasses, his glasses flip up and he goes, oh!
Oh, really? If you say his name, he starts laughing.
What is his name?
Shit.
Mr. Prefrontal Cortex?
Mr. Velocity Hopkins. No, it's Dr. Ryota Kawashima.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen.
And but you have to call him Dr. Kawashima?
Dude, I can't even say your last name.
Yeah, well, you get a try. No, I think it's programmed to recognize American accents.
Any bastardization of it?
Yeah, so basically, if you just call him Fuji, it'll probably work.
All right.
Or Short Round. Or Data.
Quick Kick?
Maybe you could call him Long Duck Dong. If you call him Long Duck Dong, his glasses flip up and he goes, "This sounds so confusing."
Call him fucking Telly Savalas. Or who'd you guys say should play you?
Play me?
Yeah, you and Jeff.
Jeff?
Yeah.
Me?
Skinner.
Oh, the fucking Mickey Rooney?
Yeah.
Mickey Rooney and you would be Telly Savalas?
Yeah.
You're not bald.
No, well, I'm getting there.
Not bald enough.
Yeah. I'll dye my hair clear.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah. Filament.
So, did you feed the cats the food?
Did I feed the cats the food? No, it's still sitting on the counter. I didn't know what to do with it. They got food, you know?
Put it in the cabinet.
Uh-huh.
Or the cupboard, if you will.
Yeah.
And then...
just forget about it?
Just make sure they don't see you do it. And then when you go to feed them, you can take it out. And they'll be like, oh, food came out of the cupboard, like usual. And
they won't. The food is actually in a giant plastic tub.
Okay. That makes sense, too.
On a metal rack. So I could just dump it in there and mix it in.
Yeah. I mean, that's my point, is that make sure they don't know that it came out of their shit bag.
Yeah. I could just feed them all brown sugar.
I'm running out of sugar, and I put sugar in my coffee every morning. And I was thinking, rather than go buy some more, I'll just start using the rest of my brown sugar up. So we'll see how that goes. I know you don't think it's a good idea.
It's gross.
But I think I'll do it. I
don't put anything in my sugar, and it's a good thing, because I'm fucking clumsy as hell.
You don't put anything in your sugar, huh?
Oh, shit.
Fuck. What would you put in your sugar? Like maybe like your tongue? Or like a candy stick? Like Fun Dip, Lick-A-Made?
Damn! Hard-boiled egg.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Lick that and dip it in sugar.
Yep.
You know what I like inside a hard-boiled egg?
The yolk.
That's true. It's not at all where I was going. That is true. My tongue. If you split it in half,
uh-huh,
so that you got a bit of yolk in each half, and then you dispense a little bit of soy sauce in there.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Oh, I bet that is good.
So Japanese people do all the time, dude.
You know what's really good is you take a half cup of sour cream.
No.
And,
No.
A package of ramen. And you just mash that shit together. And it's pretty good.
If you are an alcoholic.
Whose recipe was that? That was Jeff Skinner's recipe,
I believe it was, yeah. And I think
should him about that.
I should arrest him over that.
Yeah. Because the way he presented this recipe, it was as though the half cup of sour cream somehow was dispersed.
Yeah, and I like how he didn't just say, like, jerks and fucking sour cream in your shit. He was like, no, measure it out a half cup.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe it's the perfect amount. Maybe, you know, there's a runny.
Maybe that's disgusting.
Maybe there was R&D involved.
My
grandpa wouldn't eat sour cream.
Rungrins and dragons.
Grandpa,
see?
David.
I made it work. You know what I saw at the store on my way home? I was buying some allergy medication because it's starting to. You wouldn't eat it?
No, I said my grandpa David would not eat sour cream.
Why is that?
He was morally opposed to it. He was just like, he didn't think it was right.
He thought it was gross. Because, like, if you're selling sour cream, it must be rotten, and you're pulling a fast one on people by trying to sell them something rotten.
I guess. I don't know. But you know what he would eat? Fucking Little Smokies.
Like, cocktail weenies?
Yeah. And he'd eat them just like this. You can't see my hand, which is too bad, because he'd go, hop, no, 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 no. And there was like no break. Like, it wasn't like, I guess somewhere in the nouns he was swallowing a little bit.
Now what if
it was just continuous chew sauce?
And if he could, do you think he would eat a continuous link of them? If they were all linked together, do you think that would save him a lot of time? Maybe,
I don't know. They were kind of linked together. They're in the bag.
Or would he suffocate because he wouldn't have time to breathe because he wouldn't have the time between getting them out of the bag? Like, you know what I'm saying? If there were links, if they were all linked together.
Oh. Yeah, I think he needed the gap.
Yeah.
He's dead now.
Oh.
He had a heart attack while he was making coffee. That wasn't too long ago. That was pretty sad.
Way to fucking break down the show.
Oh, I'm not trying to bring it down. In fact, 1 year for, I believe it was his birthday, my parents bought him, like, a case of potato chips. Like, I don't want to say a pallet of potato chips, but, like, the biggest fucking thing of potato chips you can imagine. It must have been a pallet. I mean, it must have been. I don't know how high you can stack them.
A flat?
Maybe? A flat, yeah. Of potato chips.
A phallet?
Yeah.
A phallus?
That was pretty cool to see them unwrap. I mean, it was like, it was a fucking shitload of
what kind old of Dutch. Just plain?
It was half ridged and half non-ridged.
Wait, you guys have old Dutch potato chips?
Yeah.
But you don't have the ketchup flavor.
No, I don't think so.
Because we have Old Dutch, and we have, like...
Really?
100 flavors. Yeah, yeah. Maybe it's a different Old Dutch. I don't know. But our
is
Old Dutch...
Is their logo a windmill?
Yeah, it's the Old Dutch snack in the windmill pack.
Yeah. No, it's the same.
So it must be the same one, but we have ketchup flavor, and we have had for forever. Like, as long as I can remember, ketchup flavor is it's an institution here.
Yeah.
And all that. So...
I wrote them a complaint letter one time. No, I called them. That's what it was. Some whatever flavor it was supposed to be, it was like, oh, it didn't taste like that very much, and they sent me a coupon for free chips.
Here, try another flavor that won't taste exactly like what you expect.
But it didn't taste like anything. I mean, there were just like...
Was it smoky bacon? Oh, I know what your problem was. You got
bacon.
Yeah, you don't have smoky bacon?
No.
Dude, bacon chips, man. Fucking...
Man.
What are you doing living in that country?
I don't know. Everything's dill.
You got dill pickle, right?
Yeah,
that's the best. Dill.
Actually,
sour cream and cheddar.
Yeah,
sour cream and onion.
Uh huh.
Salt and vinegar.
I think Old Dutch has that.
Rubber balls and liquor. No. Ketchup and Smuckers.
Wow.
I don't know. No, you fucking derailed me in the middle of my story.
Well, how's it feel, bitch?
I see, I should have just kept going. We would have seen who was the stronger.
Yeah, who could talk louder.
No, what you do is you separate them you can separate us into different channels, right? The left and right. Stereo. This could be the one stereo, and we could just go full bore, and then what people could do is listen to it twice, and they can pull one earphone out and only listen to the right channel. Or if they have a fancy enough setup, they could pan. They could do the balance, left and right balance, and just listen to one of us at a time.
Does the iPod do that? Can you do that in the iPod? Can you set
no,
the iPod?
No, I don't think so. I think you would have to pull out one of your earphones.
Nah.
And that would be kind of annoying.
Or stuff one ear with cotton.
Yeah, or perhaps somebody's tongue.
Steel wool. That'd probably sound pretty cool.
I wouldn't steal wool because...
Natural spring reverb.
It's illegal to steal things.
Man.
I'm trying out some new jokes. What do you think?
My new material. They're good.
Yeah?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Just writing that one down.
You're a regular hilarity fount.
You're a regular Richard Lewis.
I know I derailed you, but I'm going to go ahead and walk on this one, too.
All right.
Fucking...
Oh, the good one.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know that Nintendo DS that I got?
Oh, you got one of those?
Yeah.
I thought your birthday wasn't until tomorrow.
It was...
I'm just trying to confuse people on the timeline here. I thought this was number 15, but in number 14, Phil clearly stated that it was his birthday the day before.
Yep. We record them out of order.
Yeah.
I record all of my parts, and then Brian does his overdubs.
I record my parts. My lovely lady parts.
Yeah.
we were singing that song before we went on the air.
I was singing it.
And I was singing your praises.
Yeah, right. I was like... mine was like a double whammy, too, because I was like, my rubbery ready rumps. And you were like, oh, God!
Oh, jeez, you just fucking crackled the shit.
Sorry.
You snapped, crackled, and popped.
Okay, so yeah, Phoenix crackled. Wright.
Phoenix Wright. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Phoenix Wright, attorney at DS.
Yep.
They are re-releasing that shit.
Yep.
Yeah. That's good news.
Because it's out of print.
It is out of print, and it's fetching a pretty penny on the bay.
Well, is it good news, though?
Yeah.
Does anyone know if that's actually a good game?
Well, I read Tell, and I heard...
It's rare, and no one has it.
Right.
But if it was really good, wouldn't they still be making it so everyone could be enjoying it?
That sounds fucking fresh.
Well, we'll see. You can tell me. You can tell everybody. You'll do a review.
I'm excited to pay less, because I was going to pay more, and now I can pay less.
Well, maybe what we'll do is you can get it, you can play through it, finish it, and then you can send it to me. Like, we'll do a swap or something. Because I don't want to buy it. Because I heard that's a game that's kind of short, and it doesn't have any replay value.
Right. But it's
supposed to be pretty good, though.
I want
to
play it. I want to play that. I want to play Trauma Center. Really bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really fucking bad. But mostly, I want to play fucking Cooking Mama.
Dude, yeah, if that ever comes out here, cooking game. If, for those who don't know,
I don't know if it will.
I think it could, because the DS is just wacky enough for them to do weird games with.
But I read that all of the food, other than some soups and pizza, according to this review, is very Japanese food.
Yeah, so what? People love Japanese food here, especially me.
Right. Hamburgers.
I ate some hamburgers. Oh, I got the junior bacon cheeseburger from Wendy's, and the girl who was I think it was a girl. I don't actually know. The person who was making it was quite obviously a trainee, and this could have possibly have been her first shift.
Yeah. So you got like 16 pieces of raw bacon.
Yeah. No. That's the thing. It's like it took a fucking long time to get my hamburger, but. It was made so with such precision and care, and with no, regard for shortcuts or time saving measures. You know,
nice that kind job. Of thing.
Hey, totally, so everything by the book. It was excellent, and I'm thinking like this was really worth the wait. You know,
that's cool.
So yeah, and
3 circles of ketchup and 2 circles of mustard.
I wouldn't know. I'll ask Ed.
Yeah, I worked at Burger King.
I'll watch that training video.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, no, but the thing that I saw at the drugstore, I was buying some allergy medicine and some fucking hair products for my new hair. Cut all my hair off.
You post that shit.
And then put some new hair on. I got new hair. Yeah, so I had to get some shit to stick in it so I could make it stick up. You know?
What'd you get?
What kind of shit?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, just like some paste, some matte. Finish
sculpting gel,
yeah.
Modeling paste,
yeah. I like that.
Cornstarch, yeah. No. I use
Tester's brand
modeling. No, modeling putty. What's it called? Shaping.
Yeah,
putty?
Paste putty kind of stuff.
It's got
yeah.
putty in the name, but I love it.
All right. Well, yeah, I like that. Not gel, because gel. Yeah.
Sculpting.
Because like gel is like shiny, right?
Yeah.
You know what? You don't want shiny.
Gel's almost liquid.
Yeah, my hair doesn't need to be any more shiny than it already is.
Right.
If I put anything shiny in it, fucking it'll blind people.
It'll make that noise.
Whooshing. Whooshing.
Whing.
Shoop. Funt. No, it wouldn't make those noises at all. Okay, but while I was in the drugstore, there was a Chinese family who seem to be comparison shopping for cigarettes.
Yeah.
Not comparison shopping between stores, because I'm not a smoker, but as far as I know, cigarettes are all the same price everywhere you go in Canada. That's just, that's how much they are, and that's the deal. It's kind of government-regulated kind of stuff. I don't know how it works for you guys down there, but not that you would know either.
Something about the government. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, there's a banner on all the gas stations just say, like, lowest cigarette prices allowed by law.
Yeah, okay.
So
how do we make it so cheap? Well, we don't pay our employees very much.
Yeah.
Or something. Anyway.
Fucking nice, Super America.
Yeah. So anyway, they were standing there, and they were like, okay, can I see that one? Can I see that one? And they were like, I don't know what they were looking at. Like, it's just weird, because to me, anyone that I know, that I ever see that smokes, they have a regular brand that they always get, and that's probably the one that they had when they were 12, when they started. And, yeah, like, I never see anybody, like, sort of hesitate what kind of cigarettes they want. So it was kind of weird watching. And it took fucking forever waiting in lineup for these people, because they were, like, constantly wanting to see different brands and different types of cigarettes. And I sort of came to the conclusion that maybe they were just, they wanted to start smoking. And they were, like, really sort of doing their research and, like, checking shit out.
It was a whole family?
Maybe the whole family, or maybe they had, like, a young teenage child. Wait, do you call a teenager a child? Teenage son, daughter, offspring?
Maybe it was a gift, is the thing I'm thinking.
Maybe. But, like, they were looking at all different kinds, including, like, menthol and non-menthol and
maybe they own a tobacco nest.
Oh, I thought you were going to say convenience store because they were Chinese.
What? Chinese people can't own convenience stores.
Oh, yeah?
Not in America.
Oh, why is that?
Not done.
Are you serious?
Maybe back in the day, but things have changed.
Oh. Oh, what do you know?
I don't know. Nothing. I'm talking on my ass.
Yeah. So, anyway, yeah, I just thought it was kind of funny that they were taking a real long time to, like, sort of mull over the choice of cigarettes that they were going to buy. And so, maybe that's what it was. Maybe, you know, they were trying to pick it out for somebody. Maybe they were like, let's start smoking. All right, well, what should we smoke? I don't know. What do you think? Let's look at these. These all look equally poisonous.
Meh.
I don't know. Getting back to that trainee at Wendy's.
Oh, was this a diversion from that? Or was that?
It doesn't matter.
Two deals.
But you know what I was thinking about that? Yeah. Is how if I was doing that job, I wouldn't give two shits about how the burger get put together, you know?
Really?
And, oh, yeah, I really wouldn't.
I was all about speed.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what I mean, right? Like, you know.
And accuracy. But, I mean,
if possible. But, I mean, that's what they want, right? They want you to do it fast, not necessarily perfect all the time, right?
Yeah.
And,
oh, God, I was playing right into their hands.
Yeah. No, it's just kind of funny how, like, my whole life is based around, like, I don't know, fucking being lazy and not giving a shit about that kind of stuff, and it's really too bad, because I was a person who benefited from a job well done.
Yep.
I got the good hamburger, and you know, it kind of made me rethink my entire life. I mean, maybe I should do a good job.
Oh, awesome! Really?
No.
Oh.
Not really. I don't know. But
you're not really lazy, are you? You run. You jog. You hockey.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I do. I mean. Yeah, for stuff that matters, I go all out. For stuff that doesn't matter, I go all in.
Yeah,
wait.
You don't go out at all.
Yeah, something like that.
Fuck that, man. That shit is dumb.
Yeah. And, like, yeah, so, I don't know. Doing a good job? What if you're, like, working in a... What if you're a little kid working in a sweatshop?
Yeah.
In some third world country and you're all poor and shit?
Or you try to get fired?
No, well, obviously you don't, right? You probably do like a pretty good job, right? Because you have to do that job to like support your family or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. It just seems to me like shoes used to be better before they stopped outsourcing them to slaves and sweatshops and stuff. When they started like, I don't know, making things domestically, all the everything gets worse quality, and I think it's because. We have no pride.
I walk on the sides of my feet and have super acidic foot sweat. So it doesn't matter to me where the hell they make the shoes. Those things are going down.
They just disintegrate?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter what brand, what kind, what they're made out of. Nothing. Fucking cast iron, and I would just erode through that. Shit. Cast iron moon boots.
I bought new shoes a couple weeks ago. Just some, like, Airwalk skate shoe. Just cheap.
Kinda. Yeah.
Nothing. No big deal. They're brown. I like brown shoes, so, you know.
Brown shoes don't make it.
Don't make what?
That's a Frank Zappa song. Brown shoes don't make it.
Don't make them, you mean?
No, they don't make it. They're like, they don't make the scene.
Oh, well, whatever.
It's an anti-brown shoes song, but okay. It's from the olden days, and I know how you have such disdain for the olden days.
I fucking hate the olden days, dude. and I don't think that they're leaking or anything, because, like, there's been some rainy days in the past, and my feet haven't gotten wet, but it seems like maybe some... I'm probably totally just fucking talking about my ass, but on one of my heels, whenever I step down, it squishes like how, like, you know, when your shoes get all wet,
yeah,
and it does that, but it's like, it's not because of that. So it's like, maybe something got wet on the inside, but they've been dry for days and days. So
I think
there's
it's
no
just air. I think it is just some
something
air
got in there.
The soul.
Something like that. And it's kind of annoying.
Microwave them.
I'm thinking maybe I'll cut them open.
Yeah.
Insert springs.
Okay.
Flubber? And I hardly know her.
Yes. Okay, yeah, springs. Put springs in, yeah.
Yeah, and then some peanut butter.
Okay.
Dilution to make it grow hair. And,
dilution, you know, or solution?
Yeah.
A solute? A solvent?
Yeah. The peanut butter solvent.
Okay.
I'm gonna write that movie. Is that only for Canadians? Do you know what that movie is? Must be a Canadian movie. Peanut Butter Solution?
Yeah, it's... It must not be Canadian, but...
I think that's some Canadian shit, frankly. Oh. I think it is. I'm going to rent that at the library. It's a kid's movie.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of deal.
Hey, have we always been friends, Canada and the U.S.? I don't know.
No, we tried to burn down your... No, we did burn down your White House.
Really? Like,
this is a story that only Canadians know, because Americans will deny it. It was like in 1812, dude. Some Canadians got drunk, went down, burnt down your White House.
Wow.
Look it up. You won't find it anywhere in your history books.
No, Mr. Wisniewski did tell me that. I did not remember that it was Canadians, but now I am remembering.
Well,
but
the thing is,
it used to be white.
Back then, like, you know, there wasn't really any Canadians at all. So, like, Canada wasn't really a country then and shit. For another 60 years. And, it was probably... Maybe the way you learned it was some English guys or some Scotsmen or something. Because they wouldn't have really been Canadian then, so...
Mr. Wisniewski was, like, the best history teacher ever. He was the best. He had disdain for the whole administration.
Dom Wisniewski?
Pat Wisniewski. He proudly wore his, like, anti-war stickers and got, like, all ostracized from all the other teachers during Operation
Vietnam.
Sandytown. Oh. Whatever.
Take me to.
Yeah. The year the cartoons went black.
That's what?
Fucking Operation Desert Storm.
Oh, like the PJs? And,
No, it was years before that.
The Hughleys?
Hughleys.
Oh, Hughleys?
I don't believe that's
it. Do they have picture pages?
Yeah.
and pencils.
But that's what I remember about Operation Desert Storm. I don't know. Is that all they called it? I think it is.
I don't know, dude. We didn't get that here.
Did you guys stay out of that one?
I don't know.
I just remember fucking one day, Saturday morning, going to watch the cartoons, and they're talking about, there's not going to be any cartoons for quite a while.
I hate that shit, dude.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, what the hell? If we don't get cartoons, then the terrorists have already won.
Exactly. That was before terror. That's when, back before you needed the excuse.
Right, that's when you guys were, it was the terror.
Yeah.
That flapped in the night.
Yeah. So do we call him Quackula?
Or
do we call him Duckula?
Darkwing Duck Tailspin.
Darkwing Duck versus Duckula? I'm coming.
You're weird. I don't like you anymore.
All right. You want to break up? It's 29 minutes and 58 seconds right now.
Okay.
Are we breaking up? This is the last one.
Shit, I don't know.
We Podcast forgot to, 16.
This is, well, maybe we'll rethink it. Maybe we'll move to a different locale. Maybe signing we'll stop broadcasting from Tom McHenry Studios.
Okay.
Where I think we should go? Atomic Henry Studios.
Comic Henry.
Atomic Comic Henry.
Yeah.
Man. McHank, I called him that one time and it stuck. That's, dude, what I heard that one coming all the way up.
Yeah, totally.
That one started in your butt.
Oh man, I'm never having beer and doing this again.
Did that one water. Taste like your intestines?
Yeah, totally.
Fuck, oh. Dude, that was rank.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, I must be wearing my peppermint underwear.
From the oh god. It tasted like Preparation H.
Wah, 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 wah.
Waka, yeah, waka, waka. Totally.
Yeah, I don't know. I got more shit, but it's too late.
I got an itchy eye, that's what I got. I got allergies, dude. I gotta take
Don't forget to wash your hands before you touch your eye, dude.
You're fucking late.
It's fucking gross down washing your hands. It's gross.
Yeah.
That's gross. See, here's what's gross to me, okay? This is gross
to
me.
Have you gotten any emails of people telling you that you're fucking disgusting and wrong for
Tim H.
Not
left a comment. He was like, good. Wash your fucking hands, motherfucker.
Yeah, fucking no shit, or else you'll get pink eye.
Well, here's my deal, okay? Every motherfucker whose dick is dirty enough for them to think like, oh, God, oh, dick is dirty. I gotta wash my hands from touching my dick, right? Well, what happens? They fucking take their dirty dick hands and touch the sink. And wash your hands. So, like, even if I go to wash my hands, and I'm fucking, my hands are all perfectly clean.
No, man.
The last thing I touch is everyone else's dirty dick hands on the fucking
faucet.
No,
that's what I was telling you before, man. That's why you have the exit strategy, where you get the paper towel, and you use that to turn on
the
sink. You wash your hands, you get the paper towel, and then you use that same paper towel to open the door, so you don't actually touch anything.
I don't believe in germs. Germs is hype. Germs is just created by the white man to keep the white man down.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And well, mainly sell antibacterial bullshit.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, like, fuck, man, you have kids. You clearly can't care about that kind of stuff.
What, germs?
You're fucking gonna have snot bubbles everywhere, and like fucking,
I guess,
spat out chunks of food in your nostrils.
Yeah, that's true.
So you can't be too worried about that.
I suppose.
Yeah. Otherwise, you end up like Jerry Seinfeld.
I wash my hands after changing a poop diaper, but I don't want.
I don't think you should. I don't think you should. Oh yeah.
No, I do because I get poop knuckle. I like, you know.
Jeff Manley has listened to this program.
That is true, huh?
That's funny, huh? We were like, whatever happened to that guy?
Yeah.
What a wacky dude! And then he leaves a comment, and we're like, oh, well, hope we didn't say anything bad about him.
Were we like that?
No, not at all.
Let's fight Jeff.
Yeah. So in case you're listening, Jeff Manley, I think you're dumb and you're a poop.
I don't think that. We have three listeners that I know of named Jeff. We have four listeners I know of named Jeff. Jeff Skinner, Jeff Bent, Jeff my dad, and Jeff Manley.
I didn't know your dad's name was Jeff.
My dad's name is Jeff. Jeffrey Lee. And my name is Philip Lee.
Jeff
and
Lee.
Your name is Brian F.
Yeah.
Which rhymes with Jeff.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Yeah, all right.
What?
Okay. No. Yeah, no, fine.
Go on.
No, I'm done.
Do tell, Brian. Do tell.
No, I'm over, right?
No, go ahead.
Like,
we're 34 minutes right now.
I don't.
You don't what?
I don't.
You bumming out?
No, I don't.
You got a head trip?
No. By penis.
By penis. Bad. Bad. By penis. All right, goodbye.
No. That's not true.
That's impossible.
That's impossible.
Oh, glad we covered that.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Okay, bye, everybody. Bye, Peters. Trying to solve the dude, that's so incredibly funny. I feel awesome. But you know she's bluffing. Just curious, what's your bedtime?